and I have marvelled at the depths of sorrow and the heights of joy we humans can endure. I have also witnessed and experienced survivor's strength, the joy of breathing again, the joy of living, and thriving when it was never deemed possible. How I personally went from the moments just after my eldest son Harry took his last breath, when part of me died, through the panic attacks and physical symptoms, not being able to drink, eat, or function, and slowly, over many years, not only learning to breathe properly again, but feeling so lucky to be alive. I found a new energy, which I channeled into family, my surviving children, and into work connected to my son, and eventually into other projects and people, all connected to this grief experience and the great desire to use it to help others. When grief equals love is the result of my investigation, telling the story of how I learned to live alongside loss, navigating a new landscape, and accommodating grief into my life, both personally and professionally. I start with an account of Harry's life, followed by entries from the diary I started.